Armani, burning jet to Milani, shawty bad, she my divani mastani, light it up from Hollywood to Mohali, Tatasha and Darulo, it's a worldwide party. I know that you wanna get crazy, crazy, shawty take it slow, then shit ain't trippy. Come on baby, be my jelly, baby, baby, you know what I'ma say, hey, baby let me see it, I just wanna eat it.
Morning, I'm Spencer Grenier, and here's what's happening inside the Ignite newsroom. Halton police rushed to the scene of a burning car in a Burlington neighborhood. A Burlington resident was killed under the circumstances of the fire. At 3:30 p.m., the fire department and Halton police arrived just in time to put the fire out, but then found the body in the car afterwards. Police believe to be a death by homicide and is under investigation to figure out what exactly happened. If anyone has more information regarding the case, please contact Halton police. A homicide case has drawn more attention to Brantford Police. The police arrived at the scene at 1:30 in the afternoon on November 24th to come face-to-face with an unexpected situation. With the investigation on the rise, police have blocked off majority of the neighborhood roads in order to solve the crime scene. Police have asked locals not to enter the area due to investigation precautions. Local food banks have been in desperate need for the general public. Since the rise of the pandemic, families have relied on food banks to provide food for their families. With the rise of inflation, numbers have increased in the amount of visitations from locals. From April 2021 to March 2022, more than 587,000 Ontario residents have accessed the food banks. Southern Ontario has been on the rise of the scarce, mostly in the Windsor-Essex region. For less visitations, only time will tell for families not to rely on local food banks as their main meal resource. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back with your sports and weather.
At recess, I usually walk around by myself.
Autism can isolate children and their families. Learning about autism can help change that.
One day last year, for the first time, a student asked me to come and play with her. It was one of the happiest days of my life.
To find out how your school can help raise awareness, visit our website or call Together for Autism.
Everyone wants to be included.
If you drive when you drink, your life isn't the only life you threaten.
Hi, I'm Betty, and I'm Ojibwe. Last year, I lost my mom. Her car was hit by a drunk driver. Mom was a traditional dancer, and she could sew, and she made all of the children's regalia. Who will pass on the culture and traditions now?
Think if this was your family. Think of how a senseless act can take away a life. A message from Mad Canada and your Indian Métis Friendship Center.
Please, don't drink and drive.
Ignite Radio Sports.
Here's what's going down in sports. The NHL is looking like it's going to be the center of attention, especially with the list of games that are live tonight. The Rangers will be in Ottawa, while the Sharks will be in the Sixth taking on the Maple Leafs. The Sabres will be in Motown as they take on the Red Wings, while the Edmonton Oilers have a date with the Chicago Blackhawks in Chi-Town. Alley-ooping over to the NBA, quite a showcase that we have in store. Joel Embiid and the 76ers will be in Cleveland taking on the red-hot Cavaliers, while Ice Trae Young and the Hawks are looking to cool the weather down as they take on the Orlando Magic. And over in the West Coast, Damian Lillard and the Trailblazers are looking to deliver a huge win as they'll be in Los Angeles taking on King James and the Lakers. Don't miss out on FIFA World Cup action as Australia will take on Denmark, Poland will be facing Argentina, and Saudi Arabia will be taking on Mexico.
Ignite Radio weather.
Taking a look at your Hamilton weather. Quite a warm, rainy day in Hamilton. Enjoy it while it lasts because the high today is 10 degrees. Tonight, chestnuts roasting on an open fire is a must-need. Stay warm and cozy. It's going to be a chilly one with the low of minus 3 degrees. Tomorrow, still cold, but that's winter for you, as the overall will be 2 degrees. Currently in the Ignite newsroom, it's 10 degrees.
Taking internet radio to the next level. This is Ignite Radio.
Have the pills done too much? Haven't caught up with my friends in weeks, and now we're out of touch. I've been driving in LA, and the world, it feels too big. Like a floating ball that's bound to break, snap my psyche like a twig. And I just wanna see if you feel the same as me. Do you ever get a little bit tired of life? Like you're not really happy, but you don't wanna die. Like you're hanging by a thread, but you gotta survive, cause you gotta survive. Like your body's in the room, but you're not really there. Like you have empathy inside, but you don't really care. Like you're fresh out of love, but it's been in the air. I'm a past repair. A little bit tired of trying to care when I don't. A little bit tired of quick repairs too cold. A little bit tired. With a name I can't pronounce, and the dose I gotta take, boy, I wish that I could count. Cause I just wanna see if this could make me happy. Do you ever get a little bit tired of life? Like you're not really happy, but you don't wanna die. Like you're hanging by a thread, but you gotta survive, cause you gotta survive. Like your body's in the room, but you're not really there. You have empathy inside, but you don't really care. Like you're fresh out of love, but it's been in the air. I'm a past repair. A little bit tired of trying to care when I don't. A little bit tired of quick repairs too cold. A little bit tired of sinking. There's water in my boat. I'm barely breathing, trying to stay afloat. So I got these quick repairs too cold. Like you're not really happy, but you don't wanna die. Like a numb little bug that's gotta survive. That's gotta survive.
Good afternoon, listeners. I'm your host, Willem, joined by my co-host, Kyle Chambers.
Hi, Willem. It's great to be here today. I'm so excited to talk about the great topics we have in store for our listeners today.
Me too. And you know what? It's November 30th, last day of November, and we're getting into the Christmas month, December. And we do so much shopping and so much hassling and running around and so much stressing for buying gifts, cooking food, making everybody happy. But what about after all that? After Christmas, what I like to do is I like to eat leftovers. I like to enjoy my Christmas gifts. I like to watch sports and spend time with my family. What about you, Kyle? What do you like to do?
For me, it's all about spending time with family, watching hockey, and really enjoying the great things that Christmas has to offer. After you've opened all your gifts and the excitement of Santa coming is past us, it's great just to be able to sit under an open fire and be able to sit with your family and enjoy some food and really take in the rest of the holidays, getting ready for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, and really just kicking back and enjoying the great holiday season.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you do some online shopping for Boxing Day, or are you an in-store shopper?
Me, personally, I'm an in-store shopper. I'll buy gift cards in-store, but I personally like to shop in-store for both gifts on Christmas and gifts after Christmas, between Christmas and New Year's.
Very, very nice. Well, stay tuned because we got Kyle with Entertainment Minute up next.
It multiplies.
It grows.
It is relentless. It has become more powerful. It is in every community across this land.
Behind every person who is touched by cancer, there's a growing force fighting all types of cancer in communities across the country. The Canadian Cancer Society. Let's make cancer history. Call 1-888-939-3333 or visit cancer.ca.
Imagine trying to do the simplest things. Ride a bike. Or sing a song. Or read a bedtime story to a child. And feeling your body break down into fits of coughing and terrifying shortness of breath. Imagine living that way and dying that way. Cystic fibrosis causes severe breathing problems that make everyday things almost impossible. Eventually, CF becomes fatal. Please visit cysticfibrosis.ca and breathe life into the future.
You're listening to Ignite Radio. Hit music now.
Need a boy who can cuddle with me all night. Give me one, let me long, be my sunlight. Tell me lies, we can argue, we can fight. Yeah, we did it before, but we'll do it tonight. Yeah, that fro black boy with the gold teeth. Your dark skin looking at me like you know me. I wonder if you got the G or the B. Let me find out and see you coming over to me. Away, but I want someone to love me. I need someone to need me. Cause it don't feel right when it's late at night and it's just me and my dreams. So I want someone to love. That's what I really want.
Look, you know it's hard to define in these times. But I got nothing but love on my mind. I need a baby while I'm in my prime. Need an adversary to my down and weary. Like, tell me that's life when I'm stressing at night. Be like, you'll be okay and everything's alright. Let me in nothing cause I'm not wanting anything. But you're loving your body and a little bit of your brain. These days don't wait too lonely. I'm missing out, I know. These days don't wait too long. And I'm not forgiving, love away, but I want someone to love me. I need someone who needs me. Cause it don't feel right when it's late at night and it's just me and my dreams. So I want someone to love. That's what I really want.
Christmas. Wishing you a safe and happy holiday season.
Everyone at Ignite Radio.
Merry Christmas.
I wasn't sure if I should call. You know, with family and all, it seems strange to let it pass. I just thought I'd call and ask, are you having fun? Are you seeing anyone? Yeah, I've been busy too. I hope I'm not keeping you. I'm just calling to say Merry Christmas. Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. I'm just calling to say Merry Christmas.
And we're back. That was Serena Ryder with Calling to Say. I'm your host, Willem, joined by my great co-host, Kyle, once again. And there's a lot of things I was good at, and one of them was not karate, actually. I tried karate in grade 8 for about 2 weeks, and it just wasn't my thing. Maybe because I wasn't as flexible, and probably because I was a little heavier at the time. But, Kyle, you're in karate, and you got a couple tournaments coming up this Friday and Saturday, right?
Yes, the tournament is actually one tournament. It's called the Toronto International Tournament of Martial Arts Champions in Toronto, and I'm really excited to represent Team NMAC. It's going to be a really fun tournament. It's an open tournament, and there'll be competitors there from all over the world, and I'm really looking forward to competing in this tournament. I've been training for this tournament for about 6 months, so I'm really excited to see how my hard work stacks up against other martial arts competitors.
Very nice. And how many people are you competing against?
I'm unsure of that, but I know that there'll be hundreds and hundreds of people from all over the world at this event in many great point fighting and forms kata divisions. So I'm really excited to see everybody and to be able to see what everybody brings to the table at this great event.
You know what, Kyle? I know you face some challenges in your life, and I just want to ask you, how do you do it?
I think for me, it's all about perseverance, whether it's getting good marks in school or doing well in karate. Perseverance is something that has helped me so much, and I think can help you out there too. Perseverance can help you get through anything.
Perseverance and strength and believing in yourself is very, very, very key to performing and doing what you got to do. Stay tuned because we got some good songs coming right up next here on Ignite Radio.
At Big Brothers Big Sisters, we know that giving even one child's self-esteem a boost can be the start of something big, like more self-confidence. That leads to doing the right thing, like saying no to bullying. And that sets an example for others. And that leads to safer schools. It's an upward spiral. That's what the programs of Big Brothers Big Sisters can do. And every donation of time or money helps us do more. Support mentoring. Start something today at bigbrothersbigsisters.ca.
I'm Dan Force, program coordinator for your Hamilton Crime Stoppers, an international program providing citizens a way to report crimes anonymously. Crime Stoppers partners with the community, media, and police to spread the message to help fight crime. Crimes can be reported anonymously by calling 1-800-222-TIPS or visiting our website at crimestoppershamilton.com. Follow us on Twitter at Stopping Crime to listen to recent crimes of the week and links to our reenactments on YouTube. Your tip is important and might be the key to solving a crime and could be eligible for a cash reward of up to $2,000.
Ignite Radio Entertainment.
Well-known American comedian Freddie Roman passed away on Saturday at the age of 85. He performed at several major venues, including Caesar's Palace. On Thursday, pop icon Kanye West announced that he plans on running for the 2024 United States presidential election. This would be the pop star's second attempt for running for president after losing in the 2020 U.S. presidential campaign. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West have finalized their divorce. The pair have agreed to obtain joint custody of their three children. Kanye will have to pay Kim $2,000 a month in child support. I'm Kyle Chambers, and that's your Entertainment Minute.
Want more hit music?
More hit music now?
Check us out at igniteradio.ca.
You cut out a piece of me, and now I bleed internally. Left it without you, without you. And it hurts for me to think about what life could possibly be like without you, without you. I can't believe that you would have been leaving. All of your reasons, I lost my, you know I didn't mean it. Now I see it, you run and repeat it, and I can't take it back. So in the past is where we'll leave it. So there you go, oh. Can't make a wife out of a, oh. I'll never find the words to say I'm sorry, but I'm scared to be alone. You cut out a piece of
Could've got this right. So here I go. Oh, can't make a wife out of a. Oh, I'll never find the words to say I'm sorry, but I'm scared to be alone. You cut out.
The hottest station on the internet.
Ignite Radio, a Mohawk College radio production.
How do we get here? You showed up so low, but I know she's at home and you're acting so sincere. I was thinking about leaving, making up a lie, but how to say goodbye to stop your boy from cheating, cheating, stop your boy from cheating, cheating. Stop pretending she's not sending fear straight to your phone. It's so tempting, no good ending with you and me alone. Tonight I'm kissing my ex-best friend's ex-boyfriend, ex-boyfriend. Tonight you'll both be saying my name.
Getting back into the Christmas topic, the Christmas and food topic is one of the things I look forward to most about Christmas. what my family likes to do is we like to cook broccoli souffle, Yorkshire pudding, and beef brisket with homemade gravy. And we're a little bit traditional with that. We mostly do that every year. We might change up the beef brisket to maybe a ham or turkey, but usually we have turkey at Thanksgiving, right? Which happens, you know, a couple months prior to Christmas. What about you, Kyle? What does your family like to do for food at Christmas?
Our family likes to do ham and turkey. One of the things that my dad's side of the family likes to do is cabbage rolls. We're really big into the cabbage rolls. I personally like turkey better. Turkey and gravy and stuffing. We do
yes.
all those things.
Yes.
But cabbage rolls is a really big thing on my dad's side of the family. And my grandma likes to bake tarts and also make homemade chocolate chip cookies, which I also really enjoy as well.
Yes. One of the things my family doesn't do is bake their... They know how to bake desserts and everything, but we get so stressed out and we're so tired by the end of cooking dinner that we just usually buy something store-bought for dessert, and usually we go from there. You said cabbage rolls. Is that a Ukrainian tradition, or...?
I don't know, because
okay.
I don't know if my family is Ukrainian or not, but I believe that cabbage rolls is a Ukrainian tradition, but I can't confirm that information.
Right.
But it's just
right.
something that my family likes to do. We've always done cabbage rolls with mashed potatoes, so it's something that I think my family will continue to do as the years progress.
Yep, my father's mother, my grandmother, was full Ukrainian, so she always cooked cabbage rolls. Don't go anywhere, because we got Erica with What's Up Mohawk up next on Ignite Radio.
Hey, it's your sore back and neck. You're stressed. You can't focus or study. Where do you find relief?
Mohawk College's Massage Therapy Student Clinic can help. Feel your stress melt away, as skilled massage therapy students need away those knots. Book your one-hour session online at mohawkcollege.ca. Type in Massage Therapy Student Clinic for booking times and prices. Mohawk College students pay $10.
Do you get frustrated with writing essays? How about with reading? Do you frequently lose focus on all the aspects that come with reading and writing? Well, do not fret, Mohawk College students, because help is here. The Mohawk College Writing Center is here to assist you with all your reading and writing difficulties. With their 3 locations, the Writing Center is dedicated to help improve your employability and success. Develop your written and verbal communication skills now. Visit the Learning Center at your Mohawk College campus today or online at mohawkcollege.ca.
For those that need to know, here's What's Up Mohawk on Ignite Radio.
Tomorrow you can head on down to the McIntyre Performing Arts Center at Fennel Campus to watch Canada take on Morocco in the FIFA World Cup at 10 a.m., followed by the Mohawk Students Association providing maple taffy from White Meadow Farms on the terrace beside Urban Fork at noon. Students at the Stony Creek campus can still register to get professional headshots taken December 6th at noon in the campus cafeteria. Free food will be provided in addition to prize giveaways. The Fennel campus will be holding their headshot day December 8th at 11 a.m. in G103. Head to mohawkstudents.ca to register. Got some money burning a hole in your pocket? Next Wednesday, December 7th, the Mohawk Students Association will be holding their holiday market from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Arneon Fennel campus. Swing by to get some Christmas shopping done, or maybe spoil yourself with a little something. I'm Maury Meadows, and that's What's Up Mohawk.
From Canada to the U.S., Finland, Japan, well, basically the whole world. This is Ignite Radio. Hit music now.
I hear a lot about sinners. Don't think that I'll be a saint, but I might go down to the river. 'Cause the way that the sky opens up when we touch it, it's making me say that the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, feels so holy, 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 holy. Oh God, running to the altar like a track star. Can't wait another second. 'Cause the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, feels so holy. I don't do well with the drama, and no, I can't stand it being fake. No, 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 no. I don't believe in nirvana.
that we love in the night gave me life, baby. I can't explain the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me. Feels so holy, 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 holy. Oh God, running to the altar like a track star. Can't wait another second. Cause the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, feels so holy. They say we're too young and then the players say don't go crushing. Wise men say fools rushing, but I don't know. They say we're too young and then the players say don't go crushing. Wise men say fools are rushing, but I don't know.
The rapper.
The first step pleases the father. Might be the hardest to take. When you come out of the water, I'm a believer, my heart is fleshy. Life is short with a temper, like Joe Pesci. They always come and sing your praises, your name is catchy. But they don't see you how I see you, Parlay and Desi. Cross tween, tween, Hesse, hit the jet ski. When they get messy, go lefty, like Lionel Messi. Let's take a trip and get the Vespas, or rent a jet ski. I know the spots that got the best, we going next week. I wanna honor you. Rise groom, I'm my father's child. I know when the son takes the first step, the father's proud. If you make it to the water, he'll part the clouds. I know he made you a snack like Oscar Proud. Suffer it to be so now, gotta clean it up. Formalize the union and communion he could trust. I know I ain't leaving you like I know he ain't leaving us. I know we believe in God and I know God believes in us. You hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me. Feel so holy, 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 holy. Oh God!
You want hit music.
You want hit music.
Hit music. That's all we have. Ignite Radio.
Sheesh. Girl, I'm about to have a panic attack. I did the work. It didn't work. That truth, it hurts. That damn, it hurts. That lovey-dovey shit was not a fan of it. I'm good with my friends. I don't want a man, girl. I'm in my bed. I'm way too fine to be here alone. On the other hand, I know my worth. And now he calling me. Why do I feel like this? What happened to me? Oh, oh, oh. Supposed to love somebody else when I don't like myself. Like, ooh, guess I better learn to like this. Ooh, it might take my whole life just to do. He called me Melly. He squeezed my belly. I'm too embarrassed to say I like it. Girl, is this my boo? That's why I'm asking you, cause you know I'm. Let me know.
Am I ready?
To be loved.
To be loved.
To be loved.
Am I ready?
You
That was To Be Loved by the one and only Lizzo. Well, you know what? I'm going to get back into the FIFA topic. Even though Canada is eliminated, they're playing Morocco tomorrow at 10 a.m. in Group F. John Herdman recently said some statements towards Croatia, and since then they have been eliminated. And a reporter recently asked him, did he have any remarks or any regrets about the comments he made? And you know what he said? He said no. He wanted to pump his team up. And he was very confident in his team. And I'm very confident in Canada and what they can do. Kyle, you know what? Tell me something. Have you been watching the FIFA World Cup lately?
I haven't been watching it necessarily, Willem, but I've been following what Team Canada has been doing. And I'm proud of our country.
I am too.
Considering it was the first time in a long time, I believe, that the men's Canadian team has actually been to the World Cup.
Yes.
And what John Herdman, the coach, has done with the program to be able to take the women's program to multiple Olympic medals and many women's FIFA World Cup appearances to get the men's program to a FIFA World Cup appearance is something amazing. And I think that's something to expand on and build off of for the men's Canadian program.
And the World Cup is coming to Canada soon, very soon. I'm very excited to see what Team Canada has to offer. I think John Herdman is still going to be the coach. Is that correct?
I'm not sure of that, but I'm sure that John Herdman is going to continue to help the Canadian program as he's put so much passion in Canadian soccer. And in my opinion, he's the reason why Canadian soccer has been a force to be reckoned with, if you will, all over the world because of what he's been able to do with the soccer programs in Canada.
Yes, very true, and I agree with that 100%. Don't go anywhere, guys. Up next is Spenny Grenier with Way Back Playback.
You've just arrived in Canada from your home country to better pursue your education and create a better life for yourself. You attend your first few classes and still have not made any friends. You feel alone, confused, and slightly depressed. That's what Social Inc is for. We accept everyone for who they are, no matter your race, religion, or sexual orientation. We provide all staff and students with a personal positive space for respect and support. When you have nobody to count on, you can depend on Social Inc. For more details, please visit mohawkcollege.ca/social-inc.
The MSA is not just Mohawk Student Association. It has the students' best interest in mind with HSR bus passes, food vendors like the Sour and Pizza Pizza, special student events happening in the Arnie, and health and dental plans. The MSA is here for you to make your college experience as easy and as fun as possible. To learn more about Mohawk Student Association, check out mohawkstudents.ca.
This is your Way Back Playback on Ignite Radio.
This artist I really never pay attention to, but still amazing on who he is. Back when everyone did the Harlem Shake, I guarantee he also participated in the cult movement as well. This artist has a few awards under his sleeve, especially with his 2 AIR Awards, 3 ARIA Music Awards, and 4 APRA Music Awards. He has 5 world tours under his belt, including a 6th world tour that is happening right now as we speak. The 6th World Tour has kicked off in Europe, and I don't know about you, but I'm ready to spend the rest of my OSAP grant money to take a direct flight to see this guy in concert. With 3 successful albums, he's back on top of the music world, and he is not jumping off anytime soon. If you already guessed who I'm talking about, you would win $1 million, but that hasn't happened, so no prize for you. I'm Spenny Grenier, and this is your Way Back Playback. Here's Vance Joy with Riptide here on Ignite Radio.
This movie that I think
You're listening to Ignite Radio.
Usually never cry at all. I would say I'm pretty tough, but it's been a couple weeks now and I still feel stuck in my lungs. And usually I go out on nights and I think of you once, but if they start playing that song I can't help but to think about us. Really thought I'd be done with the hardest part when I pulled myself out of your arms. Wish I knew that was only the start. And now I'm falling apart, cause last night for the very first time you didn't even try to call. Why? Won't lie, I thought I might die. I couldn't even sleep at all. And maybe I'll get used to it, but right now I just feel like this. So I kissed somebody else just to see how it felt, but all that was going through my brain was your hands around my waist. You know how to do it so well. Really thought I was done with the hardest part when I pulled myself out of your arms. Wish I knew that was only the start.
Ignite Radio, that was Tate McRae with Feel Like This. And the NHL Winter Classic is coming up. And I like the idea of, you know, playing an outdoor hockey game in a baseball park or a football field. But one thing I don't like is the jerseys. And this time, the Boston Bruins will be hosting the Pittsburgh Penguins at Fenway Park on Monday, January the 2nd. And when I took a look at these, I think Chris, our producer here, showed me the jerseys, and I was ready to barf. I couldn't believe it. The Pittsburgh logo looks like a music note. That was from Spencer. But I don't know what the Boston jersey is. It looks like a raccoon. It looks like a second grader drew it. I don't know, Kyle. What do you think?
Me personally, I love how the Pittsburgh Penguins logo is a nice classic look. It reminds me of the old Pittsburgh Pirates look from the 1950s, watching some old films, seeing the old style P for the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Pittsburgh logo brings back those kind of the old majestic feel. And then the Boston Bruins logo, it looks like one close to the original bear that they had when they came out with one of their newer logos in the franchise. So I think they're both very authentic looking jerseys, and I love the authenticity of both jerseys.
So you're telling me you like them, eh?
I do like them. I like how both 30s look authentic and classic looking, and I think that fits the Winter Classic feel for this event.
Well, I think you're right. They do look classic, but I still think they could have done a little better with the jerseys. Well, you know what? With that being said, I'm going to end off with this quote. The bad news is the time flies. The good news is you're the pilot. By Michael Alschuler. I'm Willem. We're the Outcasts. Thank you for listening. Stay classy, Hamilton. Here on Ignite Radio.
It's hard to balance school and finding time for healthy living. At the David Braley Athletic and Recreation Center, you can pick a routine and stick to it. I'm Jonathan Howe, and I'm a student just like you. I use the center's free exercise classes to power through my school day. With their staff leading you, these are the kind of classes you won't want to skip after week one. For a full list of classes offered and schedules, visit mohawkcollege.ca or drop by the David Braley Athletic and Recreation Center today.
When I first started at Mohawk, I was always surrounded by people. Whether I was down at the Arnie, or playing sports, or even just hanging out in the cafeteria. But even though I was always surrounded by others, it really wasn't hard for me to feel alone. At Social Inc., I found a place where I can really be myself and be a part of social inclusion and change at Mohawk. At Social Inc., you're among friends. Come say hi. We're behind the MSA desk in G112.
Merry Christmas.
Planning on playing any reindeer games this Christmas season? Tell us all about it at Facebook and Twitter.
Find us at Ignite Radio 1.
Took a walk in the snow. Couples holding hands, places don't go. Seems like everyone but me is in love. Santa, can you hear me? I signed my letter that I sealed with a kiss. I sent it off and just said this. I know exactly what I want this year. Santa, can you hear me? I want my baby.
Want to get social?
Social? Hit us up at Ignite Radio now.
This is Ignite Radio.
Hours and I'm back where I started. LA in the rear view. My heart is barely what it used to be. Barely what it used to be. Left the house in the Oaks by the ocean. Back to Toronto. I'm hoping I can find what's left of me. That city got the best of me. Sick and tired of living my life that way. Maybe I should get to church on Sunday. Call my mom, put a smile on her face. Tell her one thing. I wanna be a better me, a better man. Better love, a better brother, better friend. Put myself back together again. Cause I still got a couple loose ends. And I got pretty lucky, made a whole bunch of money. But I don't feel any better yet. So I'm trying to do the best I can. To be a better me, a better man. Apartment, trying to keep my mind fed, but it's hard when everybody seems to be settling down with the families. Sick and tired of living my life that way. Maybe I should get to church on Sunday. Call my mom, put a smile on her face. Tell her one thing. I wanna be a better me, a better man, a better love, a better brother, better friend. Put myself back together again. Cause I still got a couple loose ends. And I got pretty lucky, made a whole bunch of money, but I don't feel any better yet. So I'm trying to do the best I can to be a better me, a better man. Hours and I'm back where I started. LA in the rear view. My heart is barely what it used to be. Barely what it used to be. I want to be a better me, a better man, a better lover, better brother, better friend. Put myself back together again. Cause I still got a couple of cents. And I got pretty lucky, made a whole bunch of money, but I don't feel any better yet. So I'm trying to do the best I can to be a better me, a better man.
Ignite Radio. Listen at work,
home,
the beach, pretty much wherever you are. IgniteRadio.ca.
Got me feeling like the elephant in every room I'm walking into. Yeah, we started out innocent till I got pulled right into your issue. Yeah, I'm tired of sending hugs and kisses.